Hopkins County Judge Robert Newsom and three local commissioners attended the Senate Finance Committee hearing on Senate Bill 1158 Tuesday morning in Austin. Senator Bob Hall introduced the bill.
During the 22 public meetings held by the Hopkins County Commissioners Court to discuss options for funding the new jail, residents continuously suggested increasing the amount of sales tax rather than increasing property tax. Since the voters had only one choice of funding presented to them in the election, the Commissioners Court did not have the statutory authority to offer the sales tax alternatives the voters were requesting. The County Commissioners, County Judge, Sheriff, and concerned citizens came to the legislature seeking relief.
Danny Evans addressed the bill.
The cornerstone of democracy, which is the ballot box, is the best indicator of what people want to do. And at the end of the day, most of the time, almost all the time, the voters are correct.
Beth Weisenbaker said,
"Let me begin to tell you that there wasn't very few people at all that didn't say, what is there nothing else other than property tax? And we explained to them, that's how county government works. Fines, fees, property tax, and our sales tax is different from the city's. It offsets our property tax, does not go on top of it. And we promised people that we would come down here to y'all to ask for the authority for them to vote. And that's what SB 11 is all about."
Judge Robert Newsom stated,
"We have a substantial following. In fact, I've talked around. Wade has found a couple of people that were against this, but every citizen I've talked to throughout the county, I'm also a part-time pastor, or maybe I'm a full-time pastor and a part-time county judge. I don't know, but I've talked around a lot, and there's tremendous support this. Give us a chance to vote to how we want to be taxed. We know we have to pay for the jail. Is it property tax or is it sales tax?"
A representative of Texas Taxpayers also spoke.
"For the record, my name is John Kennedy with the Texas Taxpayers Research Association, testifying in opposition to this bill. Our members adopt a handbook of tax policy guidelines that guides our representation in the legislature, and preserving the 2% local sales tax cap has been a part of that from the beginning. And although it may seem like a local bill, and in fact, it's a very important state tax policy bill, because once that rate is ceded to local governments, that limits the state's ability to access these taxes. It provides more than 50% of the state's budget. Before 1987, believe it or not, only cities and a handful of transit authorities could levy a local sales tax. In 1987, we allowed counties to levy a half-cent tax to reduce their property taxes. We now have 123 counties levying that tax, including Hopkins County. Since then, we have authorized, the legislature has authorized 253 special sales taxing districts."
And now we wait to see if the Senate Finance Committee passes the bill on to the Senate floor. KSST News.